It's time for JT the Brick.
Reset the show. This is the home of the Raider Nation, where Raider fans have a voice on this. I love putting fans on the radio. I love hearing emotion. I love hearing passion. I love hearing people, if they're critical or they're happy, whatever there is, I like to hear people to know I'm on the radio, not guests if they're listening and wondering if they're out there. And hopefully I bring that to the radio show. Fandom, fandemonium, getting people excited about sports.
JT the Brick.
I care about going to games and winning games. That is it. I like to pause, have a sip of water, and talk to a Raider fan, either in a chat or over the phones, who has something smarter to say than I do, which many do. More knowledgeable fans than me, I admit that. More passionate fans than me? Yeah, there's a number of them. But I'm the gateway to getting everybody in here to let it rip. There's never an off season in the Raider Nation. Got it? That's the show.
And now,
fandemonium.
Here's JT the Brick.
We're back, JT, in Las Vegas today, and we're live on YouTube. If you haven't seen our YouTube, go check it out. It's YouTube, right? Pretty easy. Everybody's got a YouTube. Many people have a YouTube channel. So do I. JT the Brick, YT. YT is for YouTube. At the end, get in the chat. There's a lot of people there. Good to see us building this, and I really have a dream to build this to a high level by the start of football season. We'll try to do it every day, but today's the day we had to. It's free agent frenzy, where none of these deals are official. None of them are official, but this is the time when the teams are allowed to not tamper, the word you hear tampering all the time. They're allowed to talk in advance and put a deal in place that will become official on Wednesday. And there's been a lot of movement today. If you're just podcasting or getting the second hour, Josh Jacobs looks to be gone. He'll go to the Green Bay Packers. No announcement yet on that deal. Kirk Cousins leaves the Vikings with the Falcons for $180 million. Saquon Barkley has broken the internet in New York and Philadelphia. I mean, what I dream of here when I talked about having a flagship station is having it at a level eventually where it could be like WFAN and WIP in Philadelphia. Well, WIP in Philadelphia is throwing a party because they got Saquon Barkley, who's a great player, unbelievable player. And then on top of that, you see the Giants lose Saquon Barkley to their biggest rival by far, either the Eagles or the Cowboys. That hurts. Xavier McKinney, a four-year, $68 million contract, the super safety, formerly of the Dolphins, going to the Packers. And the big news for the Raiders is the Raiders went out and got Christian Wilkins to sign a five-year one. So look, I'm looking at there's no deals in play yet in regards to the money. But as of now, ESPN and Adam Schefter is reporting that it's $84.75 million guaranteed for the Raiders, total contract $110 million. That's a big deal. The Wilkins and the Dolphins were unable to reach an agreement on a contract extension last season. He was big at that time. He's playing well. 11.5 sacks from the inside at that position, and he's going to be great. I think if you look at what he can do now, next to Max Crosby, Malcolm Kuntz, Tyree Wilson, what the Raiders already have in the interior. It's a massive signing. Massive signing. And that, to me, is Christmas. That is Christmas. No doubt about it as we sit here today. It feels like I just got a massive Christmas present on March 11th, 2024. Now, what are the Raiders going to do at quarterback with Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield gone? The veteran quarterbacks that are gone and Russell Wilson. Look, this could have been a pretty depressing show for me today because I would have said, look, if the Raiders did nothing other than signing Andre James, I would have spent about 50% of the show on Russell Wilson going to the Steelers. Because if the Raiders don't want a guy, I'm good with that. I'm fine with that. But then why did Atlanta want Kirk Cousins and why did Pittsburgh want Russell Wilson? Pittsburgh's won six Super Bowls. You can't knock the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. And they have a first-round quarterback that they claim Russell Wilson's going to compete against. There's no downside in the deal for Pittsburgh. If Russell Wilson doesn't play well, it's a one-year deal. They say goodbye. If he plays great, they have the lead on negotiating with him going forward. Kirk Cousins is the greatest businessman in NFL history. That is done. I mean, he's not going to get into the Hall of Fame. He's going to have to buy a ticket to get in the Hall of Fame in Canton. But I can tell you this, if Canton had a business Hall of Fame, he'd have a statue out front and a bust inside. I don't know how he continues to get all this money. The money is absolutely incredible for him. So he's able to do that. Oh, there's another one. Someone asked me in the chat, the teams that are hurting the most today. I think the Dolphins. The Dolphins have lost a lot of players in general. I think the Giants losing Saquon Barkley is a big deal. The Ravens, I thought the Ravens would be in the hunt for Josh Jacobs, but they were able to bring back Justin Matabuki. They signed him to almost $100 million. They're great defensive linemen there also. T. Higgins is requesting a trade from Cincinnati. I mean, we got Jacoby Myers. I'm good with not getting T. Higgins. We got Jacoby Myers and Devontae Adams. Jerry Jeudy acquired from the Broncos as he goes to Cleveland. In the AFC South, the Houston Texans re-signed Dalton Schultz, which is a big deal. Michael Pittman of the Colts. That's a three-year, $70 million deal. I thought the Jaguars, again, I just flew in from Jacksonville late last night. Mac Jones, that's a good backup quarterback. Let me repeat, the best backup quarterback in football now is in Jacksonville. Mac Jones should be a starter. He's the backup there. They also got Gabe Davis from Buffalo on a three-year, $39 million deal. That's going to be another hell of a target. Great target for Trevor Lawrence overall. Tony Pollard goes to the Titans. Is Tony Pollard as good as Derrick Henry? No. But the Titans wanted to move on from Derrick Henry. They get a good back. What's going to go on with the Dallas Cowboys? Basically nothing. The Denver Broncos are in a complete rebuild. No one will debate that. They're in an absolute rebuild. They have no players. The players that they had, they don't have any more. So we'll see what happens here. And then there's, you know, I'm getting a text from an insider right now saying, hey, JT, Raiders interested in Fields, real or internet offense? Nonsense. I don't know. I don't know if the Raiders, Tom Telesco ain't calling me, asking me my opinion on that quarterback, but I like Justin Fields. We can get out of today with a trade for Justin Fields. I'd be thrilled. Las Vegas Raiders. Amir Abdullah re-signs. Andre James, $24 million, $16 million guaranteed. And Christian Wilkins. No news at all from the Chargers and the Broncos. How beautiful is that? The same could be said by the Cowboys and the Giants. They've done nothing. Nothing overall. Landon Dickerson, the offensive guard, a four-year, $84 million extension with the Eagles along with Saquon Barkley. They're doing well. And then we go to the NFC. DeAndre Swift, the running back, agrees to an extension, $24 million over 3 years. Jalen Johnson re-signed a four-year, $76 million deal, one of the best corners overall in the league. Not much from Detroit. Graham Glasgow, three-year, $20 million deal. Their guard, he's a good player. Green Bay, if you're joining us late, strap on your seatbelt. Josh Jacobs signing a free agent deal, according to Ian Rappaport. No money disclosed there. The Vikings end up losing Kirk Cousins, their quarterback. Atlanta gets Kirk Cousins. Carolina, big day. Robert Hunt, five-year, $100 million deal. The guard, good player up front. Also, Brian Burns, off the edge, got the non-exclusive franchise tag, which is there. No news for Derek Carr in New Orleans, other than Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, a two-year contract extension. Maybe the big winner so far in free agency is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield, 3 years, $100 million. Mike Evans re-signed, 2 years, $52 million. And they were able to franchise tag non-exclusive Antoine Winfield. Really good player there. So as I go through the list, that's pretty much all of it. Quiet for the 49ers today. No moves from the Seahawks. The Raiders get a great defensive tackle that should solidify the defensive line, but they reportedly lose Josh Jacobs. How does that affect you as a Raider fan? As a Raider fan that loved Josh Jacobs and still want him to do well, how much does that hurt? Let me know on this, 702-365-9200. Mark in Colorado on the Raiders mobile app. What's happening, Mark?
JT, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good, good. A lot of great moves today, and a big thank you to Jacobs. Guy always gave his heart, and and I'll always remember him doing a nice walk-off run against the Seahawks. That guy was amazing, and I think he'll continue to do amazing. You know, that being said, if someone came to me and said, you got to trade him for Wilkins, I would have done it, right? Because I'm going to agree with you, the team's identity is now their defense, and that's unequivocal, right? But the question is, what do they do now going forward? Obviously, big question marks at quarterback. I think that's kind of a wait-and-see scenario. But I got to be honest, I would be really intrigued to bring in Derrick Henry right now. 4.2-yard average, 1,100 yards last year, 6'3", 250, and you just hammer him 1 and 2with Zeus. That would be unbelievable in regards to slamming KC and the rest of the division. So I wish Jacobs the best. And I hope we get there.
Yeah, I think that's a good phone call. Thanks for checking in. And that opens up a line for you at 702-365-9200. It's gutless if you don't call in today wishing Josh Jacobs well. That is gutless. If you can't thank Josh Jacobs for his career on the flagship of the Raiders, even though it's not official yet, we're doing a talk show. I mean, I could do a week of Josh Jacobs shows on what he did for the Raiders. I could. But maybe you want to do Christian Wilkins today more because that's the immediate impact player that the Raiders have. I like Zamir White. Do I love him? I didn't see him play enough. But I loved him coming out of Georgia. And he's not a fumbler. He's a big guy. He looked good. He had fresh legs down the stretch. The Raiders are definitely going to bring in another running back. There's no doubt there. They're either, when you look at what the Raiders have at the position, Amir Abdullah is not someone who's going to give you a lot of touches and a lot of workload. We're all aware of that. Okay, but you know, he could spell, he could come in, he can give you a couple of carries. The Raiders are going to be in the market for another starting running back, or they're going to draft one. If they draft one in the fifth or sixth round, and he's got fresh legs and he's young and he's ran for 4,000 yards or 3,000 yards in college, and they bring him in, I have no problem with that. But the Raiders aren't, they didn't get Saquon Barkley. Derrick Henry's still out there. And for those who are wondering about Justin Fields, I think Justin Fields is the type of player now. He's trending. Justin Fields is trending right now on Twitter. So we're going to see what happens with him here. And you know, the market's moving here because Kirk Cousins went to Atlanta, which was the fit for Justin Fields. So with Justin Fields still available, you know, people are wondering what the trade tracker would be. What would you have to give up for Justin Fields? If the Raiders had interest, they would have did the deal, I think, by now, or looking to do that. Ooh. Oh! Ian Rappaport. No, hold on. No. All right. There we go. You got to understand who the real Ian Rappaport is and who's not the real Ian Rappaport. That's why people, hey, everybody, I just found out why everybody's freaking out. There's a fake Ian Rappaport out there with the same picture and said the Raiders are sending, the Bears are sending Justin Fields to the Raiders in exchange for Hunter Renfrow and a fourth and fifth round pick. That's why I got the text. That's why I got the text from a Bears insider a little while ago who wanted to know about that. Now I get it. 211 still reserve as the Raiders are building up their defensive front. Go ahead.
What's up, my brother? Hey, Raider Nation, what's cracking? Look, seeing Jacobs go, it cuts. I get it, but it cuts, JT, because you know what? We've whiffed on so many picks, and it was like he was one of the ones that actually panned out. Not as much as we would have wished, but he was still a beast. And once a Raider, always a Raider.
Mm-hmm.
I love the dude, but I have been yearning for a defense for so long, JT. If that means let him go, weaken our offense as of now. But you know what? If that means that my defense is going to be stacked, we might not score, but you sure as hell ain't either. I've been fiending for a defense, JT. So I'm amped. I'm juiced. Raider Nation, stay up. I truly, truly hope that you're right, JT, and the defense is the identity of this team. Because I believe it is as well. But yeah. I want that shutdown defense, JT. Raider Nation, stay up.
Well, you got to feel like you have this shutdown defense now if you're the Raiders. I mean, what more could you want with the Raiders? If you want another free agent, Chris Jones did a 5-year, $158 million deal, $101 million in guarantees. If the Raiders got Chris Jones, is he a better player than Christian Wilkins? Yeah. But by that much money, the Raiders wouldn't have had any money left to go shopping. I don't know what you need. The Raiders need another cornerback. They do need another corner. Ja'Corian Bennett was drafted high to be a player that would play year one and struggle, get beat, you know, give up a touchdown here or there, but get better. Nate Hobbs has got to play better. You know, for everybody who loves Nate Hobbs, I like Nate Hobbs a lot. Nate Hobbs has got to elevate his game. Nate Hobbs has got to take his game to a new level where he's productive. I mean productive with interceptions and pick sixes and do that. The Raiders got Jack Jones. Jack Jones came in and played hard. Can he be trusted to play at that level next year? Yeah, I think so. I definitely think so. And then it comes to Merrick and Epps, who came over from Philadelphia after a Super Bowl appearance. Those are good players. I'm okay with the safeties. I like Robert Spillane. He earned his job here. Divine Diablo has been a work in progress for a while, but I think he's going to be really good if he just continues to get good coaching from the linebacker head coach Antonio Pierce. And Patrick Graham, that's a really good player. And then up front, Malcolm Kuntz, Tyree Wilson, Christian Wilkins, Max Crosby. And Wilkins and Crosby don't come off the field. Those are two Pro Bowlers, no doubt. Maybe two All-Pros at their positions. So what else you got to do on defense? You got to get a corner. You maybe got to get a outside linebacker. I always thought Kuntz, I didn't know that Kuntz would evolve into a defensive end who came on so strong last year. If the Raiders played a 3-4, I'd like to see Kuntz on the outside linebacker lining up at the edge. I grew up with Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor got drafted as a linebacker. He played edge. Ted Hendricks was classified as a linebacker. He played edge. You know, if Malcolm Kuntz was playing linebacker on the outside and rushing the passer, that's a hell of a player, right? But he plays defensive end. So I'd like to see an outside rushing linebacker who's got a better skill set than Divine Diablo and Robert Spillane. That's hard to do. But you might be able to do it via the draft. You might be able to do it via free agency. But those players seem to be running out. The obvious move for the Raiders next is, what are they going to do? The wide receiver room set. You've got to expect to move on from Hunter Renfrow, to have Davante Adams, to have Jacoby Myers, to have Michael Mayer at tight end, who I consider a receiver. Michael Mayer better have receiving stats around this joint. Okay? Darren Waller came here and put up wide receiver numbers. We need to see those numbers from Michael Mayer, who the Raiders traded up early to get him in early the second round because they wanted him in the first round early. He was available on day two, and they got him. So I consider him a receiver. And then you start looking at Trey Tucker. What is Trey Tucker going to do next year? Probably be a really good player. So the Raiders got three starting wide receivers who are very good. Trey Tucker with massive Cliff Branch. I said it. He's not going to be Cliff Branch, Hall of Famer as of now, but the ability to open it up deep. Raiders got Devontae as of now. I don't think Devontae was ever going to get traded. Jacoby, who's a hell of a player, and you got a tight end. Those are four of the six receivers you should have on the field at any time. They got Zamir White, Amir Abdullah. You know, right tackle's huge for me. I'd like to see a right tackle with experience better than a Luminor or a Mumford. That's on my wish list. And I just filled out my Santa Claus list of defensive tackle. I don't have to blank and moan about defensive tackle anymore. I could take that off my list, and I don't have to come in and whine that we don't have a defensive tackle that can play. Because Jenkins has some good defensive tackles here, and they played well last year. But Christian Wilkins is next level. As we continue on, Ron in Montana. Beautiful place to be. Hello, Ron. What's going on?
Hey, JT. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hope you and Bobby are doing well. Hey, all accolades and all respect for Josh Jacobs. I like that guy a lot. I remember when he was drafted by the Raiders and stuff. And I think we need somebody to be in the bullpen with
Zamir White,
Aiden O'Connell. You know?
Oh, Aiden O'Connell. Yeah, I mean they're definitely going to get a quarterback for Aiden O'Connell. We can't have training camp unless we get a couple of quarterbacks in here. I mean, we got to get a quarterback in here, and I think we have to draft a cornerback, and I think that quarterback draft is going to be really important now because of what happened today in free agency, especially with Atlanta, to be able to trade into the eighth spot if the Raiders want to do that. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if the Raiders, after free agency's over and they're not done yet, want to give up a whole bunch of players to move up to number eight. I just don't know Tom Telesco and what he wants to do there.
I could see maybe Justin Fields. You know, yeah. I don't know how everybody feels about that one. Draft another quarterback, but I'm more excited now than I have been in a lot of years. To tell you the truth, I've been a Raider fan since 1976. So
wow,
been a while.
Good. Appreciate your call. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's a big show. Harry's in for me tomorrow. I got a big day tomorrow. I'm doing a private event for the Raiders with Rich Gannon, one of the Raiders, America First Credit Union. And I'll be the MC of a Chalk Talk, Rich Gannon and myself, tomorrow at the stadium. right in the middle of the show at 1 o'clock. So Harry Ruiz, the Latino voice of the Silver and Black, will be in for me. Wednesday's great. Thursday, I'm hosting the show from the Thomas and Mac. We'll be in the concourse, do that every year for the Mountain West. And then Thursday night, I'm emceeing Max Crosby's Foundation Gala at UFC Apex. We'll be honoring Dana White. Mark Davis will be in attendance. Dana White will be honored. Max Crosby and his wife will put on the event. There's still a few tables left. Just go follow the Max Crosby Foundation if you want to get individual tickets or a table there. That's going to be a fun night. So I'm packed all week long. Can't wait. Some of the free agents that are left, Tyron Smith, one of the most underrated players in the NFL last season. Cowboys clearly couldn't come to terms on a deal there. Leonard Williams. Look, if the Raiders didn't get Christian Wilkins, I think Leonard Williams and the connection to Patrick Graham could have been a good fit overall, but we got the guy that we wanted overall. And a lot of really good players. You know, Stephon Gilmore, the cornerback, 33, played with the Cowboys. That's a good big-time player there. Patrick Queen, only 25 years old. A lot of people have been talking about him. And then left out of the top 20 at a number 20, Jacoby Brissett. They have Jacoby Brissett at NFL.com, a more valuable free agent than Derrick Henry. They have Jacoby Brissett ranked at 20, and they have Derrick Henry ranked at 21. I wouldn't have the ranking that way. I wouldn't have it that way. So with everything that's trending, everything that went on today, the Raiders are trending on Twitter for obvious reasons. They're having a good day today. Here's this one again. More details on Saquon Barkley to the Eagles. 3 years, $37.75 million. Could be worth up to $46.75 million. $26 million fully guaranteed. Saquon Barkley now beats the franchise tag number. Beat the tag number and has one of the best deals a running back could get in this market. That is shocking to me. But you know why Howie Roseman did that? He wanted to put a shot across the bow at the Giants. Giants are in big problems right now. All right, here's another one. Adam Schefter, 1 minute ago, former Ravens running back Gus Edwards reached an agreement on a 2-year deal with the Chargers. Edwards now will be reuniting with former Ravens and current Chargers assistant Greg Roman. So what does that do to Austin Eckler as the Chargers go out and get a running back there? So hopefully more will happen before the end of the show, and Q is going to have a full rundown coming up on his show too as we continue on. 702-365-9200. Who else do we have? Hardcore Raider. Pleasure to get you up here on Free Agent Frenzy as I'm live from home on YouTube. What's going on?
Hey, JT, did you say I get a free T-shirt if I call in?
No free anything to call in. I was the greatest caller. I got nothing. I won the smack off and got zero and parlayed that into a radio career. So every once in a while, I give away a $50 Grimaldi gift card. Stick around for that.
I'm just playing with you, man. Yep. It's good to hear from you. Hey, you know what? Man, I'm excited, dude. Like, so, you know, Jacobs was one of my, like, you know, all-time favorite Raiders, you know, growing up. Mm-hmm. Till now, and to see him go, it is sad, but kind of how things went down with the previous coaching staff. I was upset last year, but I kind of felt like the writing was on the wall, and I felt like they disrespected him. So I kind of prepared myself, I guess, for that to be a possibility. But anyways, I like that we didn't sit on the sideline. We went out and got Wilkins. I mean, the fact that we can have one of the best defenses, if not the best, I think we can have a superstar, super stud defense. They can help. He can help Tyree Wilson. As well as Max Crosby. I mean, I'm really liking what they're doing. I'm also liking the fact that even though we didn't sit on the sidelines too much, we didn't go overpay for Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I like Cousins, but not at that price, man. So I think they're making smart moves. You know, I would like to see something done with the offensive line. So, you know, I know they're not done yet, but I just like the fact we got a superstar. And then at the same time, I feel like we're not going to overpay for people, and that makes me happy because I think that's long-term success. But keep up the good work. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. That's a really good eye into what Tom Telesco's done as the GM of the Raiders very quickly, bringing in Christian Wilkins. I don't think he overpaid for him. That's a big – if the reports are true, and we'll wait for the Raiders to make it official, if it's close to $87.5 million guaranteed, that's a big number. Remember, Max is getting paid a big number, deservingly so. Devontae has a big number. Jimmy Garoppolo had a big number. Thank God he gave us a little bit back with the mistake he made. And a lot of the other Raiders in the secondary aren't paid Now, there's not a lot of guys breaking the bank on the Raiders. Question is, can the Raiders now move up? I just saw this from Daniel Jeremiah, put this out, and it just did this a few moments ago on NFL Network. He just put out his mock draft, and again, it had Caleb Williams going number one, Drake May two, Marvin Harrison three to the Patriots, number four, Malik Nabers, LSU receiver, going four to Arizona, Joe Alt, number five, the best tackle, going to the Chargers, and number six, Jaden Daniels, quarterback to the Giants. Yeah, Finashu, the Penn State tackle, he will go number seven. This is Daniel Jeremiah. This is 2.0. This isn't his final mock. At number eight, he has J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback from Michigan, going to Atlanta. That would be to groom him under Kirk Cousins. If I'm Atlanta, I'm not taking J.J. McCarthy. I just paid Kirk Cousins all that money. Forget about J.J. McCarthy. Go get another player. Go get someone on defense. Roma Dunze, who went to high school with one of my sons, at Bishop Gorman. He'd go number nine to the Bears. Remember, the Bears have the first and ninth pick. And Fuaga, the tackle to the Jets at number 10. He didn't go out to the Raiders to number 13. Can the Raiders, the two teams that I think want to trade up to get a quarterback the most are Denver. I think Denver's going to target J.J. McCarthy. And I've always believed that the Raiders are going to target Jaden Daniels. And they're going to have to move up if they want to get him. We say goodbye to everybody on YouTube. We had well over 120, 30 people in there today, which is a nice start as we're building out this platform. We'll go to radio coming up, and we thank our great friends from Grimaldi's, the best pizza I've ever had.
Say it's got to be better. Do you have any ideas or anything you think that could spark the offense going forward?
I don't know the name of my job.
What was that, Bobby? I didn't catch you when you said that down the line. Josh Jacobs, thank you. Josh Jacobs reportedly is gone, coming to terms with the Packers ahead of it making it official on Wednesday. If the sources are correct on that, and that's all we're doing today. Everybody understands the rules. This is the Raider flagship station here. None of these deals are official, but this is the time when teams and agents and players can negotiate before it's announced on Wednesday. And, you know, these deals come to terms, and it looks like Josh Jacobs is no longer a Raider. He'll end up being a Green Bay Packer. The Green Bay Packers and NFL, at NFL, just put out a, look like a player's card, like a trading card of Josh Jacobs in a Packer uniform. I'd be fascinating to know what happened here. I'm not shocked that Josh Jacobs is gone because I host the Raiders pre- and post-game show, and I'm on the radio after every Raider game live, and Josh Jacobs didn't have a good year. He didn't. He did not have a good year at all. He missed the last four games due to injury, played his ass off, and he didn't have anywhere near the year he had before. You know, but some Raider great running backs didn't have a great year every year. You know, some years are better than others. There are rumors going crazy on the internet. I just say that to throw out the disclaimer on Justin Fields to the Raiders and some potential trade that's being worked out. I cannot confirm any of that. But if you just go into Twitter under Justin Fields, I'm getting texts during the show that everybody in Chicago thinks that the Raiders are the best fit for Justin Fields. And what could happen with him going forward. I know a lot of Raider fans aren't sure about the quarterback after Russell Wilson has agreed to terms with Pittsburgh. You know, the point that's hard for me to say, really hard for me to say to Raider fans is that I'm disappointed in a lot of Raider fans who don't think certain players can be Raiders and other players, you know, could never leave the team. I mean, highly emotional during free agent frenzy this time and when trades happen and when you got to say goodbye to a player or not. But I'll tell you this again. It comes down to the point that the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have won six Super Bowls, six, thought Russell Wilson was good enough, and they have a better quarterback situation than the Raiders because they have a first-round pick that they're considering benching for Russell Wilson. Atlanta thought that Kirk Cousins was more important to their franchise than the Raiders did. I don't know if the Raiders had any interest or not. When I talk to Tom Telesco, I don't expect Tom to come on the flagship and say, yeah, we wanted Kirk Cousins desperately. Why would he say that? It's probably not true, and they don't have him, and he's an Atlanta Falcon now. So if you're looking at certain players who could be fits for the Raiders going forward, We have Aiden O'Connell at quarterback. I think a lot of people respect Aiden and think he's a very good player. He is. He's a good player. There's no doubt he's a good player. But your free agent quarterback veterans are gone. Now, if they bring in Ryan Tannehill, or they want to go out and bring in Jacoby Brissett to be a backup, then Aiden O'Connell's going to be the starter, no debate, unless they're able to do some magic in the draft. And we're all hoping, I think all of us are hoping, that the Raiders are able to pull the trigger in the draft. I think arguably the biggest deal of the day, before it's formally announced, is Christian Wilkins, four-year, $110 million deal with the Raiders, according to Ian Rappaport. The Dolphins opted not to franchise tag him, and he ranked number two in NFL.com's top 101 NFL free agents. He ranked number two. Bilal Nichols is gone. Got John Jacobs, Adam Butler, all pending free agents. So the Raiders had to take care of the defensive tackle position, and I'm pretty happy about that. Kirk Cousins, 4 years, $180 million deal with the Falcons. The greatest businessman in the history of the NFL. No player in the history of the NFL, from Joe Montana all the way back to Jim Brown, have ever done business deals like Kirk Cousins. He is head and shoulders above everybody else. And, you know, after Wednesday, we're going to really focus on the NFL draft, and that's going to be exciting for us to cover here, as the Raiders have an opportunity maybe to step up and trade up and get a starting quarterback going forward. Appreciate everybody being patient tonight as we continue on. Let's get out to Al in Colorado Springs. He's listening on the Raiders mobile app.
Hey, JT, how you doing?
Doing great. Great day today.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And I love, you know, the 920. I love this radio station, man. I agree with you, JT. You know, everything you said about Russell Wilson, I thought, you know, that was a win-win type situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give Josh Jacobs congratulations. You know, I know he's doing what's best for him and his family, and I wish him the best of luck. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it was a win-win, man. Tom Lesko, man, you know, he said that he was going to, you know, try to, you know, fill up our gaps in the free agent, during the free agency, and he's done that. Now mm-hmm. we have pressure up the middle, around the ends. Now it's going to be able. The Raiders are going to be able to draft a cornerback if they want to, or the best player available, or they. You know, who knows? I don't know if they're going to get Justin Fields. The way the market is looking, it's looking like it's a buyer's market and not a seller's market.
Right.
And I think might be able to get Justin Fields for a fifth round pick. You know, considering what happened to what's that guy from the Patriots? The
Mac Jones.
They got rid of.
Mac Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the only problem I'm afraid of during the draft and trying to get a quarterback, we got to deal with the Broncos because, mm-hmm. you know, they're picking ahead of us, and New England. I think New mm-hmm. England, I think they're going to get a quarterback, I think, you know what I mean? But who knows? I don't know what's going to happen. But one thing I want to say, too, JT, before I let you go.
Mm-hmm.
They had on ESPN today. They was looking at the draft that Lawrence was in, the quarterback.
Trevor Lawrence.
All those first round quarterbacks was six that went in the first round, and none of them are with their probably none of them except for Lawrence and Justin Fields. And you know Justin Fields not going to be with the Chicago any longer. The point I'm trying to make: the draft is a crapshoot anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got proven players with Wilkerson. You know, 10 sacks from the middle. Oh my God! The defense is what the Raiders is going to be the face of the team right there.
Yes, got to run. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you checking in. The Raider franchise is a defense first franchise, unless something amazing like Jaden Daniels happens and you're able to get a Heisman Trophy winner, elite runner and thrower, and you're able to get him. And I've always thought that was the Raiders' primary goal. At least it is the primary goal of Raider Nation, is to get a quarterback that can play and dominate and be the type of player. A lot of people think the Giants now are going to take, they're going to take Jaden Daniels at number six. So if the Raiders want to get ahead of the Giants at number six, it's going to be hard to do. I also think Sean Payton is desperate desperate. If his name wasn't Sean Payton, this is another good thing that I hope someone clips from the show and runs with in 3, 2, and 1. If his name wasn't Sean Payton in Denver, he'd be on the verge of being fired next year. If he wasn't Sean Payton from New Orleans with the Super Bowl with Drew Brees, and he was in charge of this team now, this franchise, that's imploding with their roster, imploding, giving away Russell Wilson, taking that massive cap hit, getting rid of Jerry Jeudy for a song, doing all this, okay, then Sean Payton would be on the hot seat. Sean Payton's got job security because he's Sean Bleepin' Payton, and he won a Super Bowl. He's also kicked out of the league for a year for Bounty Gate, where John Gruden wasn't given that opportunity to be suspended for 6 games or a year, and he was thrown out for eternity until he wins this lawsuit. And Jim Harbaugh, I won't say he has a mess on his hands in L.A. He's got Justin Herbert. What I would do to get Justin Herbert here, and I said that at the torch day one, to get Justin Herbert and have him for another 10 years, that's an elite player. That's not a good player. That's an elite player. But Jim Harbaugh's in there rolling up his sleeves, sitting with his son at the combine going, oh my God, what did I get myself into? Don't believe for a second Jim Harbaugh wanted to be the Chargers head coach. That was the job that was available. He didn't dream of working for Dean Spanos one day. Jim Harbaugh loved working for Al Davis, who gave him his first opportunity in the league as a coach. So what happens if, let's just say for this conversation, because the sweep is hard to do, even when you're better, like Kansas City swept Denver for a couple of years, we've swept Denver for a couple of years. The pendulum always comes back. It's hard to sweep a team. But if the Chargers have a bad offseason, if they have a bad offseason and they don't upgrade, say they lose one of their receivers, Austin Eckler doesn't come back, they don't have this guy or that guy, they got to get rid of Khalil Mack. What happens if the Raiders, with 4 games against the Chargers in Denver, can win 4 out of 4, or at least 3 out of 4, on their way to 10? A couple of years ago, it didn't look like it was going to be automatic to beat Denver, the Chargers, and we were in the process of getting swept by Kansas City. I think a lot's turned with this defense. I really do. I think a lot is changing with this defense and how the defense is going to win games. The defense is going to win games for the Raiders where maybe the offense isn't going to have to be perfect. And the offense wasn't perfect. I mean, we beat Kansas City on Christmas Day without completing a pass in the second, third, and fourth quarter. That's pretty crazy. That's hard to do. So we need some quarterback play, and we need some quarterback play big time. Gus Edwards, the running back from Baltimore to the Chargers. Ian Rappaport, that is interesting to me. Remember, Austin Eckler lives in Las Vegas. I'll just throw that out. He lives here in Las Vegas and is around all the time. Let's keep it going here. Raider Dave is in Denver, one of our best. Hello, Dave.
Hey there, JT. Thanks again for a top-notch show and coverage. You know, I don't know if you have heard, I imagine you probably have, and to go along with your promo about how exciting and tickling it is to watch Denver implode, did you hear what Mark Schlereth said, saying that the Broncos have been absolute junk for 8 years? You know, to have an 8-0 record is one thing, but just remember, the Raiders were one play away in 2 different games. They won 9 of 11 and missed on a 2-point throw to Renfro that Shelby Harris, a former Raider, knocked down. And there was one other one-score game. So it's almost 10 out of 10 or even 11 out of 11. So my thing going forward is, if the Raiders can get up, and I know that Atlanta looks like it might be a spot where they can get to, if they can get up and get Daniels, fantastic. I think it's going to be a tough sell to try to get anywhere in there and have somebody trade with them. But if it can happen, excellent. If it cannot, I am fully committed that the Raiders need to go for J.C. Latham out of a big game college and secure the right tackle for the next 10 years. Getting a left tackle anywhere in the draft and converting him to right is a mistake. It's so hard for anybody to play one side and then flip it over. And if the Raiders are going to have a decent run game with Zeus and maybe Eckler backing him up, I fully think that it's not beyond Telesco to bring him over. The Raiders' run game has to be right. You know, they signed James. There's a couple other free agents that they could sign that the Raiders have that hopefully they don't let them out of the barn just yet. But moving forward, getting Latham and then trading back into 28, 29, 30 to pick up Penix, that right tackle secures the right side for a left-handed quarterback. If they could get back into the first round to get any quarterback that is available, then they have that fifth-year option to go ahead and help solidify that.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be good no matter what. I think the schedule, like you say, is not too daunting, but hopefully the NFL doesn't find a way to screw it up.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Good to hear from you. Great to hear from Raider Dave in Denver. Update. I break it first here. The Raiders have agreed to terms with there it is. The Raiders have agreed to terms with quarterback Gardner Minshew on a 2-year deal. He'll compete with Aiden O'Connell. Ian Rappaport, 4.4 million Twitter followers retweeted by Tom Pelissero. Sources: the Raiders have agreed to terms with quarterback Gardner Minshew on a 2-year deal. He'll compete with Aiden O'Connell. There it is. That's it. That's your quarterback room. If you're able to get a quarterback in the draft, you got it. This is my this is 30 seconds of this diving into the brain cells that I have remaining. Gardner Minshew will compete with Aiden O'Connell for the starting quarterback position. I need a break. I'll come back on the other side and try to figure this one out. Gardner Minshew with the Raider bandana.
Yeah, I don't think you ever want to say athletic with quarterback. You want to say mobility. You know, he has the ability to escape. He has a good feel for the pocket, good pocket presence, good awareness there. And then, you know, it's a little different than what we felt with last week or dealt with last week with Patrick, is that this guy's eyes is down the field and he can make plays. And it turns off script plays. And that's difficult for a defense because now you're covering for 4, 5, 6 seconds. And that's not what we want to live in. So we got to be disciplined with our rush coordination. These guys got to do their jobs. They understand that. It's no different each and every week when you got a quarterback like this.
That's head coach Antonio Pierce. Breaking news. Wow, Q's going to have a big show recapping all this today for the Raiders. Tom Pelissero reporting. Compensation update. The Raiders are signing quarterback Gardner Minshew to a 2-year, $25 million deal that includes $15 million fully guaranteed. Strong money for their potential 2024 starting quarterback. Ian Rappaport 1 minute ago. A raise for the potential starter in Las Vegas, but it'll be a real competition. This is mind-blowing news for me. Gardner Minshew's beaten the Raiders before. He closed down the stadium in Oakland. Last game ever played in Oakland, he won. Beat us this year. Gardner Minshew has played well against the Raiders. This was nowhere near on my radar and on a lot of people's radar. But he's getting paid, according to sources, to be the starter for the Raiders. So I'm just telling you this. You know, whatever you think on the quarterback going forward, we went from Derek Carr. I remember being on the radio when Rich Gannon came and no one knew who Rich Gannon was or whatever. You better get used to Gardner Minshew, everybody, if this is accurate, which it looks to be from Pelissero to Rappaport, because Gardner Minshew is the guy. That looks to be the quarterback move that the Raiders are making, not Justin Fields. Now, they'll have the ability to go get a quarterback in the draft. So if they do get Jaden Daniels or another quarterback, you're going to have Jaden Daniels, you're going to have Gardner Minshew, and you're going to have Aiden O'Connell. So I don't know if everybody in the Raider Nation is comfortable with the competition between Aiden and Gardner Minshew. Look, whoever deserves to start is going to win it in the competition. Okay, if you got Russell Wilson, there's no competition. If you got Kirk Cousins, there's no competition. They're the starter. I can tell you this, and I'll welcome Gardner Minshew to the Raider Nation like I do everyone, but Gardner Minshew's coming here to start. Or at least he believes he's going to start because he got $25 million, $15 million guaranteed, and that guy's a competitor. Like him or not, and I don't think he's an elite quarterback because he's not, but he's coming here to start in his mind. Unless they told him, you know, you're going to back up Aiden O'Connell, which I guarantee you he wouldn't have came here to do, and they wouldn't have given him that type of money. Also, Tom Pelissero, update on Josh Jacobs. The Packers are signing two-time Pro Bowler Josh Jacobs to a 4-year, $48 million contract. sources tell me, and Ian Rappaport. So that's a fast way to finish up the show here. Let me get out to this because I definitely want to get in here. Raider 66, if he's still available. Wow. You know the history of the Raiders more than anyone, along with my buddy Raider Mort. What do you think of the breaking news on Gardner Minshew?
Unbelievable. Yeah, Mort is the best, I tell you. But, yeah, Gardner Minshew is a good, solid guy. And I think that that maybe points to the Raiders going to try and put their chips all in to get one of these studs in the draft and sit them behind them for maybe a year and go. But I just want to wish J.J. all the best. It's sad that this is the reality of sports. It is a business. When a guy who wants to be with a team and the team wants him there, but the money gets in the way, J.J. in playing half the games of Marcus Allen is just exactly 3,000 yards away from him for the Raider League.
Got to run, 66. Nice. Good to hear from you, my friend. I owe you more time. Harry Ruiz in for me tomorrow. Q's going to have a full recap with more deals coming down. Can't wait to hear that. What a show today. Free agent frenzy on a Monday delivered for the Raiders. There's a lot out there. You can help us figure out everything that went on today. What a day. Thanks for listening. Mad Dog tonight, 4 to 7 on SiriusXM. Have a great day, everyone.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.